Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Well, this one time I went parasailing in Cabo, but then I got boat sick and puked while I was up in the parasail. And so, like, and you're not leaning forward. You're, like, leaning backwards to sit. Oh. So you can't lean. So I'm, like, puking over my shoulder. There's these we don't have any photos. I wish we did, because the parachute was this big yellow smiley face. And then I'm up there, like, so miserable. We were supposed to be up there for 45 minutes. And the guy, like, reels us back in after, like, 10 minutes. He's like, I think you're done, bro. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm done. Get me out of here.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 169 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media, and today presented to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. And now we have not one, but two guests, Austin Hedges, and I forgot your pooch's name.
This is Bruce Wayne. This is Batman. Right.
My God, how do I forget that? Look at that awesome dog.
Look at, he's Batman. He's got his mask on and everything.
He is unbelievable. Our producer, Rob Scirocco, wondered if you ever rode him to the stadium. He's so big.
one of the reasons we actually got him, my wife had always wanted a huge dog, and I think secretly, like, the little girl in her wanted to be able to ride him. She's significantly smaller than I am, and she can pull it off.
Yeah. Who's got more hair, you or the dog?
You know, he doesn't have thick hair, but he's a bit larger than me. My chest hair does produce a vast amount, but it's been somewhat trimmed lately. So,
whoa,
yeah, I had to clean it up. You know, came back to San Diego, been rocking no shirt every now and then, trying to, you know, maybe get a tan if I can pull it off. But changes.
Okay, what's your off season day look like? What do you do?
I have a very nice little morning routine that's really been helping me kind of get locked into, you know, it's that point of the off season where it's time to go again, you know. We had our times off and, you know, kind of eased back into working out and everything, but the last about month, maybe a little less, has been kind of like, all right, like, we got to start getting things going. So for me, I've tried to be pretty disciplined with how I get it going. So wake up, I do my journal, usually some type of like a gratitude journal. I've done a lot of research on gratitude in changing vibrations. And gratitude is an easy way to change your vibration, which is kind of another word for kind of like mood, but like when you have like a higher vibration, you are capable of more. And gratitude, or like countering fear with any type of bravery, things like that can kind of basically take what the negative in life and look for the positive out of it. I told you this was going to happen.
That's okay. So is he, I want to know, is Bruce Wayne chasing a squirrel? Is it a mail carrier? Is it an Amazon package person? What is it?
No, we have one of our friends is staying with us, and he must have heard her cat, maybe, or my wife coming downstairs. That's what, they're probably going to go for a walk right now.
Oh, there's a cat in the house?
There's a cat, and they talk shit to each other back and forth all the time. It's hilarious. It's the most vocal cat you've ever heard. If you walk by this thing, it'll meow at you and then like come up to you. And like you go to like pet it, and it kind of does this, and then it bites you every time. That's its thing.
I don't know, man. I've just never been my sister-in-law lived with us for a very short time when we first moved out to Los Angeles at the turn of the century. And she had a cat named Bailey. And it was, I got to be honest with you, it was not a friendly cat. We were kind of frenemies at best. But I'm driving home from work one night. It is pitch black out, and Michelle and her sister call me, and they're panicked. Bailey had gotten out, and it was not an outdoor cat. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to go look for this cat. So I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden in the pitch black, all I see is bing, these two golden eyes, bing. Somehow I was able to snag that thing. And I don't know if you know, you've seen me. I'm not the most fleet of foot character out there. So somehow I got that.
It obviously wanted to be caught. Then if it didn't want to, I don't see you catching that thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we corralled that thing. What's the name of this cat?
Luna. Luna, like okay. The moon.
Yeah. All right. How long have you been doing this gratitude journal? I find this fascinating.
You know, I've done over the past probably 10 years, I've done variations of types of like morning and evening routines just off of research I've done to try and learn more, try and tap into a lot of this stuff that, you know, there's all kinds of studies on all kinds of stuff. Right. And I'm always fascinated to learn and grow. So, this journal called the 5-Minute Journal is just the easiest way to kind of do it and hold yourself accountable. And it's already sectioned out for you. Like it's not, I have a difficult time with like a blank journal and then just putting my thoughts out there, where this one's like a guided journal. That's not behind me. But essentially, like, you just basically write down like 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things you're going to do for yourself that day that, you know, that makes you healthy. Some type of like mindful affirmation, which they claim they go a long way. So we're going to see if these things work, but I like the way the headspace it puts me in. So I transfer from the journal to, these brain games that, I started playing. I listened to this, listen to this podcast with Rob Dyrdek, and remember him?
Mm-mm.
Robin Big, Fantasy Factory, the skateboarder.
Okay.
So very, very successful skateboarder. And then also fascinating human who is like a 100+ millionaire from all kinds of companies that he's started.
Wow.
I listened to a podcast with him and I just thought he was just some kind of like fun skateboarder guy that kind of hit it big, but no. This guy has everything figured out. He sets up systems to automate all the stuff that he doesn't want to put the time into, that kind of does things for him, and has these nice routines to get his mind and his body working right. And one of these is these games. This app's called Lumosity, and you play these games. And in the games, you can tell it like what you want to get better at. So like focus, memory, math, reading, really any type of thing. And then after you play the games over the course of time, it starts taking your data and telling you what you're good at, what you're bad at, what type of jobs you'd be good at, what type of authors you should read based off of your vocabulary, a lot of things like that. And then it gives you feedback based off it. First, it asks you like, you know, how many hours of sleep did you get? What's your mood this morning? And then you do your games and then they then take that information, like, is this much sleep makes you better at this? Is this much sleep makes you better at this? Or this mood, blah, blah, blah. And so I've really enjoyed that. I feel like it really kind of like locks my brain in to be turned on. And then the last 2 phases before I get into any type of like physical work, I got a sauna and a really cold pool. And I've been really enjoying a 20-minute sauna. And then I go jump in my pool, which substitutes as a cold tub because it's freezing out there. But
yeah, it is.
But yeah, I've been really looking forward to my mornings more so than usual. I'm not much of a morning person, but having a little bit of a routine and some things that really make me feel alive have been really fun to do this off season so far.
Well, I'm happy you're getting in the right headspace. That's really good. It's cool to hear, in part because you're a free agent now. And for the first time in your career, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's obviously a little unsettling. You don't know where you're going to be next year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. It is unsettling, especially, you know, some of the places that I thought I could have gone went in different directions. So, you know, now it's a waiting game. Luckily for me, I have a great agent, and I kind of put a lot of that stuff into his hands and let him go do his thing, and know that, you know, whatever opportunity I end up getting is a blessing, and, you know, just another opportunity to play in the big leagues is all I can ask for.
Okay. Listen, I consider you a friend. I want nothing but the best for you. Is it okay if we talk about what Cleveland did yesterday?
Absolutely.
Did you know that they were going after Mike Zunino?
I didn't know who they were going after, but they I got a phone call that kind of gave me the heads up. So I didn't find out on like trade rumors or something, which was awesome. You know, the respect that I have for them, the respect that they have for me. We had such a great time together for 2.5 years and made such a great run last year that, you know, there's nothing but respect on both ends. And I thought, and once I found out that it was Zunino, I thought that was an incredible sign. He's a great dude. He's a great ball player. I think a lot of people forget how good he is with the injuries last couple of years. But I think he, from the defensive standpoint, is going to be able to handle that staff. He's done it in the past and he's going to hit him homers. I think his bat's going to help him. So, you know, it sucks that I'd love to be there with all the guys. But I think they made a really good sign with Zunino.
Well, that's a classy answer and I get it. At the same time, you're a human being. Did it hurt when you received that call a little bit? Was it something you had to talk to your wife about or a family member, or did you just kind of deal with it?
I felt like I expected it, but it definitely hurt. I mean, it feels like a breakup, you know, but when you finish a season, you have a great year. The team has so much success. Then you lose in New York and you're hugging everyone goodbye. And you're talking about like, you know, let's try and run this thing back. Let's try and come back. Let's try and do this. And then hoping throughout the off season, you know, like, you know, it's not as simple as I want to come back. Like there's lots of financial things that have to come into place. And, you know, sadly, first and foremost, this game's a business. And, both the team and myself, we got to look out for ourselves first, and financially, and not just for this year, but for the future. And like, you know, I know Cleveland's got their young catcher and Bo Naylor is going to be the future of that team. And so there was definitely some conversations about how much playing time I could have got if I played there, if he's going to be catching a lot. You know, you never really know. But when I did get the phone call, you know, it's tough. You know, not knowing if the weird thing about baseball, I think in any sport, is when you're done with a team, there's a chance you never see any of them again for the rest of your life. It's a real thought you got to have. And that's one of the thoughts that I start thinking about. I'm like, man, you know, that's a real human thought. Like what reason would I ever, other than on a baseball field, see any of those guys again? We live all over the country. We all have families. Like we're not, you know, best friends off the field who are flying to meet each other in places. We're best friends on the field. And then when we're together, we have a great time whenever we see each other. But, you know, there's a good chance you really never even see these guys that you connected with for hours and hours, hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, I guess. So that's what makes it tough. But you know, in those conversations, you know that you could always be reunited. You know, I hope I play for a few more years. And there's obviously, if there's ever a situation that presents itself where I could go help a good Cleveland team win, and the feeling was mutual, I mean, that would be the coolest thing ever. And I'm glad that we left on good terms. And like I said, there's nothing but mutual respect on both ends. So it definitely makes it a little bit sweeter.
Good, healthy outlook. And I wish you luck with everything. All right, it's time right now to talk big business. That's right. Trading cards have been back for several years. And our friends at CSG is an expert and impartial third-party authentication and grading service for sports cards. After grading, sports cards are encapsulated in these archival, durable, and crystal-clear CSG holders that protect and preserve. Look at this. I got my new Guardians first baseman, Josh Bell. Granted, he's in a Pirates uniform, so the card's a little bit old, but it's protected. Now, every CSG certified sports card is backed by the CSG guarantee of authenticity and grade, which is the strongest in the industry. Collectors know that they can buy and sell with peace of mind when a card is in a CSG holder because its authenticity and condition are guaranteed. CSG consistently has the best turnaround times and pricing among the leading third-party sports card grading services. And right now, prices are 20% off for grading. The promo code gets you $15 off a yearly membership, but keep this in mind. The offer expires very soon, as in the end of this year, December 31st, 2022. Grade your sports cards with CSG. Get $15 off of yearly memberships with the promo code ROSE at csgcards.com. Guys like Josh Bell will be very happy that they are protected. I don't know if you pay how much you pay attention to Trey Turner, for example. At the beginning of his free agency, did you see John Hamm voiced essentially a 2.5 minute promo reel on why you should go get Trey Turner? They're represented by the same agency. And Trey Turner ended up inking a $300 million deal with the Phillies. It's pretty good, right?
That is really good. I'm jealous.
Yeah. I mean, to have John Hamm go to right? bat for you and everything. So
who do I get? How am I supposed to sign a deal without
Okay. It's funny you ask that, because your family here at the Rose Rotation, whether you're playing for my Cleveland Guardians or elsewhere, that doesn't matter. You're our guy. So what we have done is we have put together here's Austin Hedges reel. And I'm going to send this out to 29 other teams. And I just want your blessing to sign off on this, if you don't mind. Do you need a super athletic catcher who will do anything it takes to capture victory?
Maybe if I was pissing in the sink at Yankee Stadium during the game, we would have won.
Then Austin Charles Hedges is the right free agent for you.
That's right.
He's not just a hardworking player. He's a great teammate, friend, leader, and trendsetter in the fashion world.
I'm a big fan of that guy. I think it looks hot.
And don't sleep on his moves.
Oh, I can stripper dance.
So who needs Judge or Xander or JV? Your team should spend wisely. And go get the hedgehog.
Wow.
No, gross. Not that one. This hedgehog. Your team, your clubhouse, and your city will be better for it.
Sometimes I do think cleanliness is overrated. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing? Bravo, Chris. Bravo. That is incredible. What? Yeah. $250 million? All right, deal. I just signed. That's it. Easy as that. Just got a phone call.
You know, you're welcome. $250 million.
You're
welcome. I mean,
$245 more million than I wanted.
What percentage of that should Boris get, and what percentage should the Rose Rotation get?
Well, considering I'm looking to make about $245 million less than $250, I'll give you half. You get 50%.
Awesome.
Deal?
Yeah.
But I'm a free agent next year, and you're going to have to make another video.
Well, that's okay. Listen, credit to Rob Scirocco, who threw that bad boy together. So Robbie's
that
the
was
guy
amazing, who, Rob. My goodness.
Yeah. So that's that. You can feel free to take that into any meeting that you have. You can play it for them on Zoom. You could drop a CD version of it. You know, you can probably put it on a thumbnail drive.
What? CDs exist? That's a thing?
Probably not. I would put it on a thumbnail drive, or I would.
Those exist too? I thought everything was just cloud now.
It is. But it's just in case you want full control of it and don't want that just being dispersed all over the cloud.
All right.
Yeah.
I need you to send that to me. I need that.
So there you go. Enjoy that.
That was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know if it's Trey Turner $300 million worthy, but if it is.
I mean, it's like Chris Rose, John Hamm. I mean, it's same category.
We're both represented by CAA. I mean, we both bring in enormous funds to the company.
Who do you think has been filmed doing something on TV more, you or John Hamm? It's got to be you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had Mad Men, but I've been on, you know, I've
you did daily things.
I know. I've been going strong since 1995.
He did Mad Men, but he does movies and TV. You're actually in front of that thing doing it more. You're more of a star than he is.
Well, stop. Now you're just, that's too much. Actually, keep
going. I'm just jealous.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous.
How much have you been watching? Like, we're taping this on a Wednesday, so it's less than 24 hours after Carlos Correa has signed his mega deal with the Giants. How much are you paying attention to what's going on at the top of the free agent tree?
Us, I just found out that Carlos Correa signed with the Giants.
Thanks. Like right now?
You just told me. Yeah.
Are you serious? You didn't know that?
Didn't know that. What did he sign for?
I think it was 360.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm up to date a little bit, but God, there's so much anxiety in constantly checking instead of just like there's absolutely nothing I can do. And I don't know. It's all my teammates with the Guardians would always make fun of me because like I don't really like I have social media accounts, but I don't use them.
Right.
And so like they'll come up to me and be like, talk about like Ukraine and Russia in a war. And I'm like, Ukraine and Russia are in a war?
Oh,
that's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like I just don't pay attention. So they're always laughing, like, but they also know like anytime big news breaks, if they wait a couple days and tell me, like they're gonna get a funny reaction from me. Cause I'm like, wait, what? Really?
Really?
So that tends to be the way I kind of do things. There's nothing I can do in free agency. There's no teams I can call. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna let my agent run this. And when he feels like we got a good deal, I'm probably gonna be like, yeah, whatever you think, man. Like, I don't know. If you think this is the best thing we can get, let's do it. But as of right now, I'm enjoying the off season too much and just living without the responsibilities of trying to call pitches to get a big league hitter out.
Last time we saw you, you were on vacation in Mexico. Do we have any other plans going anywhere? Are we on California lockdown for a while?
We're home for a while. We're trying to put together a Costa Rica trip, maybe near the end of January. That's our favorite spot. We love Costa Rica. So I'd love to figure out a way to go there. I found this cool little like wellness retreat area that I think would be really fun. Kind of a last little rejuvenation before the season starts.
Okay. Yeah. We have a destination wedding to go to in St. Lucia.
Ooh, that's on my bucket list. I've heard that's beautiful.
Yeah. I've never been, I've actually never been to that part of the world. I've never done anything near the Bahamas, nothing.
It's like in the middle of nowhere. It's like St. Lucia, if you look it up, like it's like a tiny little island, like in the middle of like the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It's cool. But it's like, it's got some like volcano looking thing, right?
Oh, great.
Or that rock. Is that, you know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
There's an iconic like rock looking volcano type thing that like, that's the reason you go. Like, I think that would be really cool.
Okay. Well, there is that it?
Yeah. That thing.
It's lovely. Yeah, the odds of me scaling that anytime in the near future are less than zero because I just had my scaling second back.
I'm talking about having a beer and sitting on the beach and just looking at it.
Oh, that part I can do.
Yeah, I don't care. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like going to places to look at things like the water too. That water looks beautiful. I will be just fine watching the water and letting all the other people risk their lives and get eaten by sharks.
Really? You're not, you grew up in California. You're not a surfer, anything like that, paddleboard, whatever.
But probably my two biggest fears in the world are waves and sharks. So that really hurts my ocean, adventures. I grew up going to the water all the time. I mean, I think I was probably like 11 and my parents set me up. So my parents worked like out of the house, like all summer and everything. So I had to go to summer camp so I couldn't just stay home. So I'm probably like 11. They send me this thing in Orange County. It's called Junior Lifeguards, where it's 5 weeks of training to be a lifeguard. Oh, cool. And they make you do so many hard things, like which you'd have to do, like swim to the buoys that are like 100 yards past the waves and back, and then do all this running and stuff. But the one thing, I'd always kind of liked the ocean at this point, and I could time a wave by going into it and maybe body surf if it wasn't too big. But during this specific time that I was in these junior lifeguards, you had to swim past the waves. The waves just so happened this summer happened to be a little bit bigger than usual, probably like 5 feet or so, which if you're not an ocean dweller, a 5 foot wave might as well be a 1,000 foot wave. This thing looks humongous, but I'd never timed a wave coming from behind it. So I'd swim out to the buoy and now you're like trying to time the wave. And I swear probably every other day I'd get to the top of this wave and I'm just looking down at this wall of water, and I'd just go falling over, and I'd get crushed, and I'd roll around for like 4 seconds thinking I'm dead, I'm going to die. And I didn't die, but it left scars. And then throughout that time, there was all these images. And freaking Shark Week is in the middle of, while I'm in the summer, going to junior lifeguards. And there's all these new footages of Orange County having these great white sharks. I'm like, I'm good. I'm watching these, the Shark Tank, these people are dying. So it's now, I'm now a lake person. I love a lake. There's no sharks and there's no waves. Otherwise, the ocean is to be looked at. That's the shark's home. And, you know, if a shark walked on land, it's going to die. But it knows better. But we don't know better yet.
So this is another reason I think you and I get along so well. I can't stand the ocean. I'm terrified of it. I mean, I respect its beauty. I can't physically get in it past somewhere between my waist and my knees. I can't physically move any further. I can't do it.
That's smart. That's why you're still alive here today and you're not a shark victim.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I've lived out here for 23 years now. I think we've gone to the beach like 5 times.
Dude, I never go to the beach. I live in San Diego. I never go to the beach. I'll go to the harbor. I love the harbor, like the bay.
Sure.
A nice calm water. There's something about that that, like, for me, even I do like the ocean, like a nice ocean view at times, but a calm water, for some reason, that's the serenity that I like to look for. Like a beautiful lake, like in the mountains. I think that type of vibe is more, mm-hmm. more serene for me than the ocean, which is quite opposite of most people that are from Southern California. They live for the beach. And part of me wishes I would, because I like the idea, like the concept of surfing, being one with the water, all that stuff. Like, I love the idea of it, but it takes a lot of energy, effort, and risk of death. And I'm like, nah.
Oh, you're so matter of fact in those descriptions.
Hey, hey, all you cool cats and kittens. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. And right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, place a same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. Then the more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. It's that simple. This weekend, I took CJ to score a touchdown. I took CJ to score a touchdown, and I took Zach Wilson to throw over 200 yards. Boom. That was boosted. It was that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code ROSE and place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code ROSE. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Now back to the show.
All right, a few other things before we let you get back to hanging out with Bruce Wayne and Luna the Cat. What are your plans for Christmas and New Year's?
Christmas, we are home. We got all the family coming over. We have a big surprise that my wife and I have not told anybody about, that we will have to wait till after Christmas. No, not what you think. A gift. Like, we are going to give we have a gift surprise. We have an exciting Christmas to look forward to that we can't tell anybody about. That I'll tell you about afterwards. Okay. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. And then we're doing a little friends trip the day after Christmas to Big Bear, which is going to be the mountain lake experience that we just talked about. We got all of our friends, we got a big old cabin right on the lake in Big Bear. So it's going to be snowing, it's going to be water, mountains, and we're just going to, some people are going to go snowboarding and stuff. And just like the ocean, the mountain is also for the people who like to die and to get hurt.
You don't even snowboard or ski or anything, huh?
No, man. Extreme sports are not my thing.
Okay, like, so let me ask you this. What is the most dangerous thing outside of catching Emmanuel Clase that you do for a living?
Well, this one time I went parasailing in Cabo, but then I got boat sick and puked while I was up in the parasail. And so, like, and you're not leaning forward, you're like leaning backwards. You can't lean. So I'm like puking over my shoulder. There's these, we don't have any photos. I wish we did, because the parachute was this big yellow smiley face. And then I'm up there like so miserable. We were supposed to be up there for 45 minutes. And the guy like reels us back in after like 10 minutes. He's like, I think you're done, bro. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm done. Get me out of here. So that was extreme. That didn't go well. I've puked the last like three times I've been on a boat. So that's too eventful. I threw up at Disneyland a couple weeks ago from going on a couple virtual reality rides. So I'm a bitch, bro. Like I can't handle anything. It's not surfing, riding a bike, snowboarding. I can't handle a fucking parachute, a virtual reality machine. Like I am like, I can catch, I can watch TV, and I can walk my dogs. Those are like, I have to like simplify my life so I don't like hurt myself or challenge my body too much.
So you're basically, what you're telling me is on tomorrow's journal, I am thankful I won't be parasailing today.
Well, I'm learning all these things now, and I did all these things before 30. So it's like, all right, I had 29 years, 30 years to learn what I like and what I don't like. And now it's so obvious and it's easy. Not only do I not really like it that much, but my body actually suffers from doing these things. So now I can just continue to be the simpleman that I am.
Okay. New Year's, anything interesting?
New Year's, we're going to go to, we're thinking about going to a concert. I forget who. New Year's Day, going to the Chargers game. I've been going to got season tickets. I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
So I've been going to all my Chargers games. Last week against the Dolphins, I believe was the first game I witnessed them win in like over a year at home. They love losing, as good as they are.
But they won.
They won. They played great.
That was good.
So we'll go to that. It's a Rams Chargers, which should be a Chargers win. But knowing my Chargers, we love playing to the level of competition. And, you know, Baker Mayfield's so nasty at quarterback, so he could take us down.
By the way, you know, when you're done with that game, you should walk right past the big window at NFL Network. I'll be on the set right there doing my highlight show. So text me, be like, I'm outside of your window, and I'll turn to the right and you'll be right there. I'll be like, hey, what's up, brah?
Sweet. So you're going to, all right, you're going to be here for New Year's then?
I work every Sunday. Yeah.
So when do you come into town? Are you going to be,
what do you mean? When do I come into, I live here.
Oh, I know. That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still think you're in Ohio for some reason.
No, just
so you're
emotional.
In LA. So you'll just show up, go to the game.
Well, I don't go to the game. I do all the highlights of the games. Thanks for caring about what I do for a living. So I do, you know, I do the highlight show from 4:30 to 5:30 Pacific time. So right as the Charger game is letting out, all the people walk past me and usually flip me the bird.
You do it at SoFi Stadium?
Our set is right next to SoFi Stadium.
Next to, not in SoFi.
No.
Is it in that big, like kind of office looking building?
Yes.
That's
the one
it?
That says NFL on it. That's us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good I'll take know. A picture and I'll send it to you. You can maybe figure out where it is in relation to it. It'd be fun.
That sounds difficult.
Yeah. You can wave. I won't be able to come outside, but I can wave for my little hamster suite.
I can give you a hot take. I play fantasy football. I know a thing or two.
Did you make the playoffs or not?
You bet your ass we did. We started 0-3 and finished 9-5.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, starting 0-3 and then going 9-2 the rest of the year. But Kyler was our quarterback. How about this? We're playing Mike Napoli in the first round. So the Will Myers got the 1 seed. Moustakas got the 2 seed. Mariznick got the 3 seed. We got the 4 seed. Napoli got the 5 seed, and Christian Yelich got the 6 seed.
So Trout didn't make it?
No, Trout did not make it. Trout didn't make it. Hosmer didn't make it. Machado didn't make it. Bregman didn't make it. Jock Peterson didn't make it. Someone else maybe. Yeah. A lot of good ball players. Bad fantasy. Bad fantasy.
But you know what? They're going to be fine. That's you just said they cumulatively their salaries equal about $1.8 billion. So you're fine.
There's not many people in this league that are really fighting for the winnings like I am. Even my partner, Shane Bieber, he doesn't have a whole lot of money right now.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be fine.
But he's going to be just fine. but so how about this? We got freaking Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, fuck. And so Napoli goes and picks up Mike White, Brock Purdy, and Aaron Rodgers and just stacks them on his bench because we had zero fab. So we couldn't pick anybody up. And so he picks up all 3 of the quarterbacks that we would have taken. So I thought that was pretty funny. So we got to start Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, God.
Against the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
Who do we even play? Tannehill or Ripon?
Ripon.
Do I start little tiny hands Kenny Pickett? No chance.
Well, no, he's hurt too. He was in concussion protocol.
I can't start Matt Ryan. That's like,
no,
you can't do that. Baker?
Well, no. All right, hold on here. You could start Matt Ryan based on this. It's all about matchups. That, yes, they're on the road, but the Vikings, all they do is give up 400 yards a game. So that's there true. Is the possibility that Matt Ryan indoors coming off a bye could be okay.
So Matt Ryan or Ryan Tannehill?
Well, the Chargers defense, although it was great against the Dolphins, their pass defense has not been good. The only thing is Joey Bosa could be back this week.
He could be back, but their run defense sucks, and they're going to be playing against Derrick Henry. So
I know.
I think Derrick Henry is going to rush for 200 yards. But, like, are the touchdowns going to go to him? Probably. But if Ryan Tannehill passes, I need Ryan Tannehill to pass for 110 yards, but 3 touchdowns.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I would go with either Matt Ryan. God, this is a tough one.
Either all the other guys that I would start over him have terrible matchups. Like, I would start Colt McCoy, but he plays at Denver. No chance.
Yeah.
Baker at Green Bay.
That's risky.
Heinicke against the Giants.
Huh? Oh, wait. Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah.
There's your winner.
That's Heinicke? God, bro, do you know what his fantasy points have been?
I know, they're not great. I understand.
He had back-to-back weeks of 5 and then 7. I don't know if I can trust him. I'm so mad right now.
Can you tell me how much is on the line?
If we win the league, I think we would split close to 200K.
Oh! Holy shit!
Yeah, that's why I had to go in with a partner, like unlike some of these guys, because I couldn't just afford the buy-in to this league. So I had to go.
So Bieber's your sugar daddy.
Bieber's my sugar daddy. I was like, hey, bro. And he's like, dude, I don't have any money yet. And I'm like, yeah, yet is the key word here, Mr. Cy Young. You're going to make $250 million at least in like 2 years. So throw out this cash with me. He's also really good at fantasy.
He probably gave you the excuse that, well, I'm getting married. You know, yeah. I need to, right?
No, bro.
Pay for the wedding.
He's literally texting me right now. And trying to get – he's actually a great fantasy partner because his agent is like a huge NFL agent. And so he'll get inside info. He'll just be like, yo, dude, is Tyreek Hill okay? Is he playing? He's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
That's funny.
We get the dirty details.
Very interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, sounds like you got a fun couple of weeks ahead of you. That'll be nice. Don't forget to text me on New Year's Day when you're walking around. It's Chargers Rams, right?
Chargers Rams. You're probably going to need to text me because it's going to be New Year's Day. The night before is probably going to be rough. I'll go stumbling in.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm going to have to wear a Ryan Tannehill jersey.
Oh my God. While rooting for the Chargers. That's weird. Okay. I will ask you one piece of advice for me. I have to work Christmas Eve, Christmas Day because of the NFL this year and New Year's Day, but New Year's Eve, my wife wants to go out to dinner. Okay. The Buckeyes, who are a distant fourth in the Rose family rooting order. You know, it's Guardians, Browns, Cavs all up here. And then the Buckeyes are down here. I root for them, but they're not a passion of mine, but still I root for them. They're playing Georgia in the semifinals right during dinner time. Do I tell her that I really just want to kind of watch the game, or because I'm so busy during the holidays, do I go out to dinner with her?
The right answer is you go to dinner with her, but I feel like there is a way to work it out. If you give her a dope breakfast brunch instead, you'd be like, hey, but make it a whole thing. Doesn't work that way.
I don't think that one's going to fly.
Cause you wanted to go out with friends. What time do you say the game is? 4 or 5?
5:30.
I mean, you could go get like a 4 o'clock dinner.
We're old, but we're not 86.
What's wrong with a 4 o'clock dinner?
Stop.
I'm trying to help you out here because, I mean, I feel like you got to watch that game, but you got to take care of mama though.
I could just watch it on my phone while we're eating.
You could, but is that fun? Like, you might as well just not, you know, like just get the updates or you can record it, not pay any attention.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Start it over.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
What's wrong with that?
Not one of my buddies is going to text me. Bruce Wayne.
Brucey's back.
Did he go on a walk?
He went on a walk.
How happy is he right now?
He's very happy, and he's a very hungry dog.
Oh, well, I'll let you go feed him. Listen, dude, it was great catching up. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Enjoy. We'll catch up after the New Year, hopefully before your big old trip to Costa Rica.
And, yes, please.
Yeah. I'm texting you January 1st. Texting you.
Text me. We'll link up, maybe. Probably not, but maybe.
Probably not. Probably not. Let's be honest here. It's hopeful, but probably not. So there you go.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you too, bro.
Yeah.
And we'll talk later.
Yeah. And I hope that video that Rob Scirocco put together will land.
The next time we talk, I hope I'm on a team that's in the big leagues somewhere.
That would be awesome. We'll have a lot more to talk about. All right. For our amazing one of a kind producer, Robbie Scirocco and Austin Hedges and Bruce Wayne as well. I am Chris Rose. We'll see you next time here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.